Before last night's game, the Grizzlies hadn't beaten Moberly since the 2017-2018 play-in game. Well, we've come full circle. Last night, the Grizzlies went to Moberly, and they put it on the Greyhounds by a final score of 77-55. One thing the Grizzlies had struggled with this season is putting two halves together. Well, they put two halves together last night. First half was good. Second half was great, especially at the defensive end where they held Moberly, a team that had scored over 100 on them and averaged right around 90 points a game, down to 55 points last night. Our Don's Auto Service Grizzly player of the game was Kai Lindsey. He had 13 points, several assists, and really ran the floor great for the Grizzlies the entire ball game. Javon Barbie was the leading scorer from Tacoma, Washington for the Grizzlies. He finished with 16 points. Moberly's size has been an issue in every game against them this year. Last night, it was not. The Grizzlies just outworked them and wanted it more, and they end up winning the game easily. With 11:37 to go in the ball game, the Grizzlies had an 18-point lead. Moberly started to make a little push, but it didn't go very far. The Grizzlies win in a blowout against the Greyhounds by a final of 77-55. Moberly finishes their season now with a 24-7 mark. The Grizzlies continue on with their second straight win, now 11-19 on the year. Next up for the Grizzlies, semifinals, Thursday night, Park Hills, Missouri against the Mineral Area Cardinals, the team that finished in first during the regular season in Region 16. But last night, just an eye-popping performance, the Grizzlies dominate Moberly at Moberly by a final of 77-55. With the Grizzlies up north, I'm Harlan Hutchison.